Hi dear, welcome to my podcast, Growing With Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled, Winning Over Fear, Anxiety and Depression, Winning Over FAD. So in the course of this podcast, you would hear me use the acronym FAD, or the word FAD. It actually isn't a word, there's an acronym for Fear, Anxiety and Depression. Now, there is no hard and fast rule to winning over FAD, okay? I'm not here to give you 5 steps as to how to win over FAD or 4 things to do to win over FAD. No, I'm just going to be sharing with you what the Spirit of God laid in my heart. And I believe that as you listen, you'll be able to pick 1 or 2 things, you know, that will help you win over FAD. My name is Praises. I really don't know why I'm introducing myself again. Well, for those of you who will be listening to me for the first time, I am Praises and I run the Growing With Praises podcast. You're welcome and stay with me as I take you through this amazing ride. I'm here, you know, today to give you a different perspective to life and its trials. Now, many of us are in the age of anxiety. You know, some of us are so overwhelmed right now. Everything looks difficult and complex. And the question on everyone's lips is, how do I win over? How do I overcome FAD? How do I overcome fear, anxiety, and depression? So stay with me as I take you through this beautiful journey. Okay, I think I said that before. Well, it's because I really need you to stay with me. Alright, so over time, I have learned not to anticipate a life void of troubles. Because strictly speaking, there is no such life. In fact, that is not what was promised to us. Maybe I should show you from the Word of God, you know, so that you can see it for yourself or hear it for yourself because you're actually listening. Now, I'm going to show you from the Word of God because that is what we live by. We live by the Word of God. That is our standard for living. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the book of John chapter 16 verse 33. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Do you see that it is only in God, it is only in Christ that you can have perfect peace, not pseudo peace, perfect peace and confidence. And it goes further to say, in the world, you have tribulations and trials and distress, that is discomfort, anxiety, torment and frustrations. But be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. Why? Because I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of the power to harm you. Isn't this beautiful? I mean, just reading this verse alone, you can see a vivid picture of everything that is happening in the world today. A lot of trial, tribulations, distress, discomfort, anxiety, torment, frustrations, just name it. But the Spirit of God is saying to you today to be of good cheer. It means to be courageous. He said, take courage, be confident, certain, be aware, be sure, be undaunted. Why? Because he has overcome the world. That is, he has deprived it of the power to harm you. So as a born-again child of God, yeah, Jesus shows us a mentality to have. And what is that mentality? The I have overcome the world mentality. Meaning he has deprived tribulations and trial the power to harm you. So why are you getting scared? Why are you getting anxious over issues? Why are you letting depression slip in when the Spirit of God has told you today to be of good cheer, to be confident and to be certain that these things will not cause you harm? It is imperative, it is important to note that or to know that God is not always going to avert every evil that comes your way. In fact, when you see things from the eyes of the Spirit, you realize that not every trial is evil. So God will not always avert every harm. in as much as I know that that is what every one of us wants, you know, when anything's about to happen, oh God, deliver me, oh God, deliver me. It is not always going to be so. There are times He will let you go through the fire and you will not be burned. Other times you go through the trial, you know, you feel the pressure, but it does not sink you, rather it makes you stronger. So if you think God will always avert things from happening to you, you are wrong. Everyone's process is different. Now listen to me. Metaphorically, there are two types of people in this world. We have the Josephs and the Davids. You know, most people love the David scenario. How that he was the underdog. Even his father didn't think he should be the anointed king, until the prophet saw in the spirit how it should be him, and then they sent for him, and in split seconds oil was on David's head. You know, his life was about to change. The story spread across the whole city how that a shepherd boy of just yesterday is now about to be king. You know, I mean, this is the kind of story that everyone likes. When your life just moves from 0 to 100 in milliseconds, very fast, everything changes. Oh, I was like this, so one man just called me and said, here's your employment letter, and everything just changed. You know, that's the kind of testimony we like. That's the kind of story we all love. But then there is Joseph. Joseph is even from a more comfortable home. You know, his father is rich, you know, he takes good care of him, you know, gives him a coat of many colors. And then Joseph even had a dream. Did you notice that David didn't have a dream? But Joseph had a dream. I mean, God had shown him the vision for his life. So it was so clear that Joseph knew where he was headed. I have a vision for my life. I know what's up. God is about to do something great with me. And in that dream, what did he see? He saw his father, how that his father and his siblings, you know, were going to bow down to him. And he was like, wow, God has great plans for me. You know, he gets even more enthusiastic about the future. But guess what? Everything begins to go downward in a spiral, and things began to get worse. I mean, how do you reconcile having a dream today and tomorrow you are in a pit? You didn't just get into the pit by unknown people, by your own brothers, by the people you saw in your dream bowing down to you, by the people you saw in your vision bowing down to you. Those are the people that put you in the pit. How can you reconcile that? And as if that's not bad enough, the next day, he was a slave at Potiphar's house. And before you know it, he was thrown into prison for a crime he did not commit. What type of life is this? I mean, if I were to be in Joseph's situation, maybe I would have, you know, been going from one prayer house to the other, seeking for deliverance, because I mean, something ought to be wrong. God had showed me this is what was going to happen. My siblings will and my parents will bow down to me. Isn't that great? And the next thing, the same people that are supposed to bow down to me are throwing me in a pit and selling me off as a slave. What is going on? And you know, I got to think about this, and then I was like, if peradventure, you know, probably Joseph was to be in this generation, or there was to be another Joseph in this generation, he most likely would have let fear and anxiety creep in, and the next thing comes what? Depression. Listen to me. Depression is one of Satan's strategy of keeping you from fulfilling God's will for your life. Depression is Satan's strategy. It is Satan's strategy of keeping you from fulfilling God's will for your life. Because here's what depression does. It shuts down your mind. And as a believer, God drops kingdom ideas in your mind. So tell me, how can you be productive? How can you manifest or bring to light or bring to reality those ideas that the Spirit of God has dropped in your mind when you have let the devil sow the seed of depression and shut your mind? How? But then again, it will interest you to note that in both David and Joseph's scenario, in both David and Joseph's story, God was working. Now, this is a perspective of faith. This is a perspective of your walk with God. You must learn. You must understand the workings of God in your life per time. Do you now see that Christianity is beyond going to church? Going to church is good. Going to church is important. But there are personal trainings and exercises that nobody can do for you. You can only do for yourself. Christianity is deep. It's just beyond saying, I'm a Christian. Or when they ask you, what religion are you? Christian? Christianity. No. It's deep. It's deeper than that. You must understand the workings of God in your life per time. Listen to me. The best preservation or the best protection for your mental health. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about mental health. I also talk about mental health. Okay. So we are all in this together. In the whole talk about mental health. I also talk about mental health. But I've come to learn that the best protection for your mental health is understanding and properly discerning the workings of God in your life part time. Otherwise, you'll be thrown into anxiety. Because what causes depression? Giving into, you know, problems. A whole lot of us just dwell on the things that are not working. You know, you are upset in the present. You are thinking about the future so much so that you are forgetting to see the little things that are happening in the present, the good things that God is doing for you in the present. You are so absent in the present. So you brood on these things that are not working. You brood on the bad experiences. You think through it. You digest it. You overthink it. And before you know, you are drowning in sadness, fear, and depression. So the best way to protect your mental health is by understanding and properly discerning the workings of God for your life per time. This is a personal race. The Bible says to run the race that has been set before you. It is a personal race. That brother A or sister A has taken 100 strides and I'm still here. I've not even started taking a stride yet. Doesn't mean things are not going to turn out well for me. Doesn't mean God is not working. See, always know that the devil takes advantage of every opportunity to get you sad. He's so silly. That is what he does. He takes advantage of every opportunity to get you sad, worried, anxious, and he causes depression. That's what he does. Because he knows that when you're in that state, you won't be able to hear from God. Listen, it will shut down your spiritual antenna. And God will be there trying to talk to this, my daughter. But your mind is so clouded, you cannot even hear God. You know, the Bible in Isaiah chapter 12 from verse 3, it says, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. With joy, not with tears. Not with grumblings, not with fear, not with sadness, not with pain, not with anxiety, not with depression, but with joy. Joy is your access. Don't lose it. Joy is your access. Don't lose it. So I'm rounding off now. Did you know that both David and Joseph had same destiny? Almost same destiny. They were both going to rule. They were both going to be in charge of nations, weren't they? So the process doesn't in any way deter God's plan for your future. Can you believe this? The process doesn't... Joseph's process and David's process were both different, but did they get to where God wanted them to get to? Yes! So why are you comparing yourself with another? Trust the process. The process doesn't in any way deter God's plan for your future. God doesn't vacillate. God is not a man. So refuse to fear, brother. Refuse to fear, sister.
Refuse to give vent to anxiety and depression. Stop losing your mind. Train yourself to be able to see God even when He is not obvious. You see, the situation may not be good, but God is working in that situation so that the end product is good. It will end in good for you because you love the Lord. And one way to overcome fear, anxiety, and depression, you know, is to lean not on your own understanding. Your own understanding is corrupt. You cannot rely on your understanding. So this life's race will require a lot of endurance. And this endurance, you will draw it out from your spirit. So you see why it's important to get your spirit educated. Get into your spirit the right word of God. The right teachings of the word of God, the right revelations of God, what God has said about you, what God has said to you, who God says you are. Get it crested in your spirit, because that is where you're going to draw strength from. That is where you're going to draw endurance from. So like I said, the race will require a lot of endurance, not an easier path. See, there is no easier path to life. But a stronger you, you have to get stronger. You have to get stronger. I'll take that again. So the race will require a lot of endurance, not an easier path, but a stronger you. And you would win by the Spirit. So get your spiritual arsenal equipped. Because there is war and you must fight. You are not just fighting aimlessly. You know what you are fighting against. And the beautiful thing is, at the end of the day, you will always win. You will. So this is how you win over life's battle. Brother, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't end it. Rather, change your strategy. Change the way you see life. See life the way God sees it. And how can you see life the way God sees it? From the word of God, by fellowshipping with Him. Because when we fellowship with the Spirit of God, who God is rubs off on us, and before you know it, we become like Him. We think like Him, we talk like Him, we act like Him, we behave like Him, we reason like Him, we make decisions like Him. Hallelujah. I really want to believe that this has blessed you. And if it has, please go to my comment section and leave a comment there. Tell me how this has blessed you. And in the next episode, I'll be sharing testimonies of people who have overcome depression. And I'm sure you would also learn from that. Thank you so much for listening. You are amazing. And know that you would always win. You are great. There is nothing small about you. That things are not going the way you want them to go doesn't mean it will not go the way God wants them to go. Change your strategy. Change the way you see life. And it will definitely reveal with you. Thank you so much. I love you and have an amazing day. No longer a slave. I am surrounded.